And so in walking meditation, which we'll be now taking a little time to do, part of a process of just kind of, again, arriving here. We find a place where we can walk back and forth. Not in this room, we'll keep this as a still space, but outside, maybe you can find a place where between 5 and 15 yards or meters approximately, where you can walk back and forth without trying to get anywhere or do anything, but just to be aware of the experience of walking, to get to know what it's like to be in your body walking on the earth. And start to notice what it's like to be walking and in the midst of whatever we're in the midst of, which may be inner experiences, thoughts and feelings, outer experiences, sights, sounds, smells, but that we're beginning to notice, beginning to tune in more directly, more consciously to this, to get to know what it's like for us. So I'd like to invite you to just stand up. And it'll be useful here if you have at least 6 inches, 15 centimetres immediately in front of you. You don't need much more than that for this. So don't worry about having to clear up a big space, but just a little bit of room. Notice what it's like to bring your attention down to your feet, to feel the way your feet press into the floor or the mat that you're standing on. The mat might feel a little soft, maybe warm. The floor may be cool or hard. But whatever, cool, hard, warm, soft, whatever you feel, just noticing what that's like. You might just soften behind your knees. Notice when we tend to sort of lock our knees, it becomes a bit rigid. If we just soften behind the knees, we can feel a way in which our body lands more fully on the ground, on the earth. And just for now, if you move your weight into your left foot, notice what that feels like. And then move your weight into your right foot. Notice how the experience changes as the weight comes into the foot. And equally how the experience changes as the weight leaves the other foot. Then moving the weight back into the left again. Notice how the legs change, the experience changes. Now with the weight in the left, you can lift up your right foot. Just take a step of a few inches or centimetres. Maybe half the length of your foot. Putting it down. Putting the weight into the right foot. Picking up the left and just coming to stand beside the right. Just a tiny little step. This is the basic form we use for the walking meditation, taking one conscious step at a time, walking on the earth, and knowing that that's what we're doing. Not in order to get somewhere, not in order to produce something. This is a wonderfully unproductive and completely useless activity that's actually really helpful. It's very easy to imagine that the real thing is sitting cross-legged meditating. It's not. This is the real thing. Equally as everything is in fact the real thing. What makes it real is how fully conscious we are in anything. And in this form, making it real by being interested to just notice what it's like to walk. To take one step and then another. To walk for, as I said, 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 yards, meters. Stop. Stand a few moments. Turn around. Walk back. Notice, of course, maybe the warmth of the sun, the cool of the breeze. Whatever you might be aware of. If you find yourself starting to think about other things, like what we're going to do later or what's happening tomorrow, what happened last week, just stop. Just stop a moment. Let your body come to stillness. And when you feel like you've arrived there again, begin walking. So it's not like, oh no, I shouldn't have been thinking. It's more like, oh, I'm thinking. Okay. When we realize that we're thinking, we're back here. Just stop. Pause. There's no rush. You don't get any more points for going back and forth more than anybody else. And you equally don't get a prize for walking more slowly than anybody else. It's really not about that. It's about connecting, allowing yourself to feel the experience. And the making of contact with the earth has a lot to offer us. We are creatures of this earth. We live and exist in relationship to it and dependence upon it. And yet so easily we don't even really notice that we're touching it all the time. And it is touching us equally. So, some time for walking.